Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to County Engineer Tyler Christian about updates with the road department. First off, you guys were awarded a grant for rumble strips recently that can be used for safety issues and things when it comes to construction on the highway. So if you could take the Knoxville listeners, Marion County listeners, through what those rumble strips are for, how you guys came about getting those, and some of the advantages it allows your crews to have with those rumble strips.
Yeah, every year ICAP has a $1,000 grant that member jurisdictions can apply for, cities or counties. And in the past, I think the counties used them for defibrillators and other safety features at the courthouse and various departments. This year, the road department requested we apply for that $1,000 for portable temporary rumble strips. And what those will be used for is as an advanced warning for work zones, specifically one lane road closure scenarios, which is typically what we see here in Marion County. And that's in an effort to, you know, warn the motorists of the upcoming work zone and protect our workers, because there's unfortunately an increasing number of inattentive drivers due to distracted driving or whatnot.
Now, with that safety, also you guys have recently put in for temporary traffic signals for those work crews in those situations too. Tell us, how will those work together to, you know, make it safer for your crews? And also, will they just be used for your department, or how will they be spread out throughout the county?
Right. The traffic signals and the rumble strips can be used together, and most likely will be in our applications. The signals will be used in an effort to replace the flagger and remove that employee from, you know, that part of the work zone which has the most exposure and risk to being hit or potentially hit by a motorist. So the signals themselves, they provide more visibility than our normal signage, because the signals have a familiar characteristic. You know, the lights themselves are familiar to motorists. They also have an overhead mast arm and signal head, which is higher than, you know, even semi vehicles. So that will be more visible as motorists approach the work zone. So providing additional safety for those working in the work zone by better visibility, and then the audible and physical warning of the temporary rumble strips. You know, if people are looking down for whatever reason, that audible and physical warning will make them look up. They'll see it at our advanced warning signs, and in the distance they'll be able to see these traffic signals.
So now, when will your department know if you are awarded those grants to purchase those traffic signals? And also, where could those traffic signals be utilized throughout the county besides those working crews?
We applied yesterday, actually, for these temporary signals, and in December or January, the DOT has a committee that will review those, and in January we'll know whether we have received funding, and the funding will then become available for our use July 1 of 2018. As part of our application, we talked about the benefits to the motorists, to our crews when utilizing these signals, but one of the other things we mentioned was the availability for other jurisdictions in and around Marion County to utilize these signals as well. For example, if the city of Knoxville or Pella had a signal knocked down during a storm or an accident, and they weren't able to quickly replace the mast arms or signal heads, they could borrow these signals from us and tie those in with their controllers and be able to utilize them in that type of situation.
Now, do you have an estimated cost, I guess, that this could potentially save your department so you don't have that part-time worker out there or those other instances?
Yeah, we estimate it will save approximately a half-time employee, so about 1,000 hours per year worth of wages. We don't hire anyone specific for that. What that will do is allow us to reallocate that 1,000 hours per year to either getting more patching done within the patching crew, or they can go back to their normal activities, which a lot of times we use truck drivers or motor grader operators to do the flagging for us during patching operations. A lot of research studies have been done, and in a normal situation for a contractor where they're doing patching or one lane closures every single day throughout the construction season, they estimate a one full-time employee. we don't do this every day because we have other maintenance activities to perform and aren't always in a one-lane road closure situation. So that's why we estimate about half a year for a full-time employee.
Now, speaking of patching, I know we just had some warm weather recently. I know you got some patching going on T-25 north of Tracy right now. Are there any areas in the county that are going through any construction or patching that residents should be aware of that might, you know, slow down their travel and or coming up potentially they might need to be made aware of?
Yeah, so we do have a few work zones still in place we can make motorists aware of. We are still finishing up our G40 project. They're actually doing the rumble strips and painting today. There'll be some roadside operations yet to come there as far as erosion control, silt fence, and seeding and that type of thing. But most of the work on the roadway should be finished up today. Like you said, T-25, we expect that patching and one-lane road scenario to go on for another couple of weeks. You can also expect to see our temporary rumble strips down there on T-25 here in the near future. And once our crews are finishing up on T-25, they'll be moving to Highway S-45 immediately south of Highway 592, the junction there at Pleasantville, and be doing some patching there. Both that and T-25 are in preparation for overlays that will come next year.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.